Argentina is struggling to stabilize the economy after years of financial instability. Poverty rates are over 40% and inflation close to 50%. In 2018, the IMF granted Argentina an economic bailout to former President Mauricio Macri. It was the largest loan in the fund's history, $57 billion. For more than a year, the government and the IMF have been in tough talks, hoping to avoid a potential default of the loan. Al Jazeera met with Economy Minister Martin Guzman, who explained the current situation.
It is a historic negotiation, and it will, to a large extent, determine the face that the IMF will have in the next few years in a world that is full of problems, in a world that is evolving, and in which multilateralism needs to evolve, and the IMF also needs to evolve.
Why is the negotiation so difficult? I mean, Argentina has to pay this year $19 billion. I mean, what are the discrepancies?
Well, first, it's difficult because of the size of the loan and because of what happens before. In 2018, there was a loan that many saw as a political loan, as the support of a multilateral institution to a government so that government could win the elections. And that created a lot of anxiety. It created many problems, and the economic program that was implemented did not work.
There's big differences between members of the IMF, of those who support what Argentina is proposing and those who don't. What is Argentina proposing?
What we are proposing is a fiscal path that, in our view, will help Argentina not only to give continuity to the economic recovery in the short term, but it will also help us to have a more dynamic market economy, an economy that builds dynamic comparative advantages, that has more creation of value, that has more public infrastructure, and that has a better capacity to invest in science, in technological developments. Our view is that the kind of fiscal path that the IMF is proposing will bring troubles. There are differences. The IMF wants a faster path of fiscal, faster fiscal consolidation than what Argentina is proposing. And we think that will affect the recovery in the short term, but also the capacity of the economy to grow in the medium and long term.
And if you're a foreign investor, and you're outside of Argentina, and you look at the economy here, and you say it's a country that has had over 20 programs with the IMF, many of which have failed, a country with capital controls, with inflation. What would you say to them to say that this time it's going to be different?
So there is only upside. The economy is growing. There are investment opportunities. Investment, as I said, we have grown by 35% this year. And actually, there is foreign direct investment today in important sectors of our economy, especially in sectors associated with natural resources that then get industrialized. Argentina is now on the right path.
Argentina has a history of endless economic troubles that have often ended with payment crises to the IMF. In March, Argentina will have to pay around $2.9 billion. That's why an agreement is crucial to prevent the country defaults once again. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.